There's one thing I wanted to make sure I said before, because I didn't want to lose track. When I said, why does it matter if there's some people still locked into their jobs and into their competitiveness? Because I am arguing we need a critical mass. If small numbers didn't matter, why did power shut down Occupy so fast? So fast. Power cannot allow any examples of an alternative story out there. We need to focus on the vision that we want, not some tiny little goal or game or whatever. We need a big vision. And that is something that inspires hope. And we do, I agree, we need it.
Well, I wasn't saying a tiny little game with a tiny little vision. I never said that. I'm suggesting that why can't the game, we call it a game with a big vision of ending a class system. Why can't that be the game?
Yeah, I think that game, competition feeds division, and that because we have been divided so thoroughly from each other and have been so conditioned to not respect and love our brothers and sisters, that we have to understand that we have been designed in order to keep us apart from each other, and that if our vision is based on alternative premises to this system, it cannot be undermined. We are in a race. If that's a good enough heroic story to inspire you, we are in a race to save the earth and our brothers and sisters. And we cannot be successful unless we are not undermined. And we will be undermined unless we have opposite operating premises. And that means good fellowship, reverence, and mutual aid. So why be wedded to words that can be used against us?
Well, I'm not sure how I feel about that. And I'm not entirely convinced about competition, your way of framing it, and that it's something that's taught or it's learned behavior. I think that it's definitely heavily exploited, but I'm not convinced that it's something that is learned or...
No, I'm saying it's part of a complex series of our gifts as human beings. Yeah, of course we like to achieve. That's not the point. I'm saying that we haven't had an opportunity to live yet. We have been stuck in the survival mode for millennia. We've never had leisure as a generalized condition of existence. We don't know what that feels like. And until we've had an opportunity to experience owning our own bodies and living our lives without rush, we won't know what true place competition plays within that broad spectrum of interests that we have as human beings.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel what you just said.